The name of this Bible study is called Be Wise. Be Wise. Father, I just ask as I bring this word that each person in this place receive it, Lord. There are a lot of things we go through, God, that we don't have to go through because we just choose not to be wise. Let it be this day that we learn to be wise, God, in every way. And with Your help, Lord, we can. So we ask You this morning for Your help in us understanding the truth of being wise. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
You know, before I met the Lord, sometimes I just do really stupid things. And I was just clowning and having a good time, I thought, and all that. And, you know, it's like today when I go out on the streets and I go into Latino areas, you know, where you got baby hoods interacting with each other and stuff. Their favorite word for each other is fool. Amen? And I mean, that is a terminology that is in the street. And I'm just sitting there and every time I hear it, I kind of cringe. You know, because they call each other fools. And they don't understand that in fact, they are fools. You see, to them it's a terminology, but to me it's a way of thought and a way of life. Only a fool would rebel against his Creator. Only a fool would deny the truth of God. And it's like every time I hear them say that to each other, I want to tell them, hey, don't you know that that's what you really are? Don't you understand that you are pronouncing the truth in your life? But I cannot. Because you cannot come at people that do not know God like that. But the people that do know God, a lot of them should look at each other and say the same thing. Because they know the truth and they still act like fools. You see, it should not be so. It should be that we should be able to listen to the voice of the Lord, and that as we listen to the voice of the Lord, that we hear what He has to say. And we take and change the things in our life that would have us to live this way. But I'm here telling you today that that has got to be a conscious decision on each of our parts that we're going to do this. That we have got to make a decision that we are not going to be the devil's fool no more. You see, we have got to get to that place where we understand that the wisdom of God is the only wisdom we can use. That our wisdom is as nothing. That what we think means nothing except for death and destruction if it does not line up with what God would have to say. You know, many days I sat there and struggled inside because my worldly mind is telling me that I am a fool when I'm doing godly things. And when I read the Word of God, I recognize that in fact, God is telling me I am a fool if I do not do godly things. So which voice should I follow in my life? Should it be the voice of the world? Or should it be the voice of the Lord? You see, we have got to determine inside of ourselves, each and every one of us, that we are going to make a decision to, if anything, be a fool for Christ.
Amen.
Not the devil's puppet and a fool for Him. You see, in everything that I speak about every day, you know, I believe and I know in the truth of being Spirit-filled. But there are many Spirit-filled people that do not listen to the truth. They still act like the world. So it's almost like it's null and void because their life does not change. That is why I am convinced that you must be fed the Word of God daily. How many people in this room know that I force feed you the Word of God? I open up your mouth, I put little clamps on it so you can't shut it, and I pour, and I pour, and I pour, and I pour, because the Word will give you the truth and your freedom if you will apply the Word.
Amen.
But without the Word, even when you are Spirit-filled, and I am not downplaying that, you do not know the difference between the voice of the devil and the voice of the Lord, because the devil imitates an angel of the light, and you are used to dealing with your life through emotions instead of through every word of God. You know, this morning, the name of this Bible study is Be Wise. And we are going to once again go to Proverbs. I am here to tell you that your heart can lead you astray. Your mind can lead you astray. But the Word of God will never lead you astray. Amen? And in all you're getting, you must get knowledge of God and the things of God. And when you do, and you hear, and you decide to be wise, you will walk a path that will dominate the world instead of the world dominating you. You see, the power is inside of you. The power was given you by Jesus years ago to overcome all the things of the world. But you have got to take and learn the truth of the Word of God, apply it to your life to overpower the world. I cannot say it enough times, and I'll never be done saying it. I speak on the average 2 times a day, 365 days a year, which is far more than almost any pastor I know, except for maybe Tommy Barnett. Amen. And when you do that, the amount of study time that goes with it is astronomical, because you cannot pour out continuously unless you're poured into. But I want to go today to Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23. God help us today to be wise, Lord. To learn your wisdom and apply it in our lives, God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Pull back the calluses off the heart and the veils off the eyes, and fertilize that mind where it will take this seed and let it grow. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
amen.
I'm going to start in 23 verse 15 of Proverbs. And the Lord says, my son, if, I always circle ifs, because those are hinge words. If your heart is wise, my heart will rejoice. Indeed, I myself. So God rejoices in the fact that we are wise, that we practice His wisdom, which makes sense, of course. It says, yes, my inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak right things, when you quit lying, when you become a true speaker, when you are no longer of a deceitful heart, nor are you practicing deception, that you are upright before God, that you are upright before the world and the people in it. That's being wise according to God. It's not, wisdom is not being a hustler. Wisdom is not being a manipulator. Wisdom is not being even an intellectual. Wisdom is walking in a wise manner after the footsteps of the Lord, hearing what He has had to say and practicing it in your life. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all that day. You know, to this day, I have to chastise my heart. I have to sometimes go in the closet and prostrate myself and ask God to forgive me, because sometimes I want the same things that sinners want. I want to be able to go wherever I want to go. I want to be able to do whatever I want to do. I want to have a pocket full of money and I want to be able to spend it any way I choose. You see, I understand my heart is not always right. I understand the desires of my heart are not always right. Sometimes I have to rebuke myself to stay on that path that God has chosen for me. Because I want to finish the path. I want to finish the course. I want to be the one that's the apple of my Father's eye. I want to be the one that when I get to heaven, He takes me around and introduces me to the boys. Hey, Moses, come on over here and meet Dominic. Elijah, hey, meet my servant Dominic. Elijah, hey, come on over here. King David, come here. I want you to meet my servant Dominic. Do you understand? You see, and those are the things I put in front of my mind when I want the same things as sinners. When my mind for a moment says, it would be good to do this, or it would be good to do that. When for a moment alone, my mind wanders before I grab it and pull it back into where it needs to be. You see, the Lord would have us be wise in Him and His ways, not the world and the world's ways. The Lord would have us to be listeners to Him so that every time He speaks, we hear His voice and listen and obey. I'm here telling you today that this is not easy, but it is right before the Lord. He goes on to say, he says, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day. What does that mean? Never forget who God is. Never, never, never forget who God is. If you would do that all day long, God would show you great things all your life. Never forget for a moment that God is the Creator and you are the created and you were created for His purpose, not yours. Never forget that He is putting you through workshops to teach you. So when times are hard, just remember that it's for His purpose that He is teaching you. The things I speak in this room are not easy things for me to say, nor are they easy things for you to hear. But they are God's things. And believe me, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It says in 18, for surely there is a hereafter. Surely there is something that goes on when this dirt bag you inhabit and spend most of your life trying to please falls down and kicks its last kick. Something is going to happen at that moment, that quickly, that you are going to go somewhere. And where you go will be determined by where your heart has been in your life towards God here today. My hope is not in mansions here, but in mansions there. My hope is not in money, but in gold streets. My hope is not in me, because nothing I'm supposed to do can I do. My hope is in God. You see, we must learn to hear and be wise. We must read the Word of God and acknowledge the truth of who God is. We must accept that we are not who we think we are. We are who He says we are. We are not man or woman, Latino, black, white, orange, or green. We are children of the living God that in fact someday They're going to go to the hereafter that He has prepared for us. You see, we cannot live by the world's standards because the world will pass away, but we will not. We are eternal beings. We are not temporal beings. When I call what you walk around in a dirt bag, you come look at it in 2,000 years and you'll be around. And what you were will be dirt. So why is it we spend so much of our life trying to please something that is temporal? And we do not indeed sow into those things that are eternal. I've had my feelings hurt. I've had devastating things go on in my life. I've had times when I had to grasp onto my very sanity because of the things that I've been through in my life. But I'm here to tell you today that when the hope came into my life of God, Jesus Christ, that my life was changed. And it was changed dynamically and forever. And I made a decision that those things that are temporal, although they've been very grievous, will not rule my life no more. I grabbed a hold of this book, one like it, years ago. And I started to make myself believe every word that was in it. And I decided that God is always right. And men and women are always wrong. You see, people, I have decided that the wisdom of God is going to be what I seek with my life. That no matter how I feel or no matter what I want to do, I am going to do the things that God would have me to do. Because my hope is not for the things of this world. My hope is in the world that is to come. He says in verse 19, He says, "Hear my son and be wise, and guide your heart in a way." This is so important. That's why it's a memory verse for you that are in this place. You've got to hear the Word of God and be wise. And you've got to guide your heart. You cannot let your heart guide you. Your heart will lead you astray. Your heart will take you to places you never meant to be. But the Word of God and God is what you need to hear and listen and be wise in and let it guide your way. So many times we make mistakes based on emotions. So many times we believe different things. It is our emotions and sometimes our hormones and our chemical imbalances inside of ourselves that cause emotions, that cause us to go astray. And that's why the Word of God is the rock, and the rock is Jesus, and we must fasten ourselves to it so that no matter what storms hit our life, we stand even long after our emotions have gone away. In my life, again, I can tell you, I've been through many things, many pains, many hurts, many situations. Since I became a Christian, the first thing that happened to me, I was devastated by the church. The people in the church were callous. They were self-willed. They were pompous. They took and tried to give me their religion, but I already had Jesus. So I had to reject the religion of people, and I had to more fully embrace Jesus and the Word, God, and the Holy Spirit. I don't take counsel from people that do not follow the Lord 100%. I do not listen to people that are 50% Christian and 50% world. No more. I rest my hope not on people, but on Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, and His Word, which will never end. You see, people, this verse is so important because it tells you to hear, which means you got to be listening. And to be wise, which means you are applying. I've gone through many things in this room, and every day I've been pouring out of this room, of other rooms, of I was telling somebody the other day, a lot of my Bible studies you hear today, I used to run a ranch, and on that ranch I had a stick, and I had a pile of dirt, and my grass, and all my things I was doing, I wrote in the dirt, and people were up on bleachers looking down, and I was teaching them just as I am now teaching you. You see, the Word of God will never change. And the Word of God is what's got to change you. You've got to receive it inside yourself, which means you've got to hear. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. You want faith in your life, you've got to hear. And when you really hear, you practice, and then you get more faith. You know, people, we have all got to be that one that listens and hears and applies the things we've learned. And when we do that, we will get more. I was there last night, and there was a lady that had been with me before. And my wife pled with me. Two other people pled with me this girl's case. She was either going to come into the home last night or she was going to go back to prison again. But I've already had her twice. And she continually goes back out and does the same thing. Let me share with you these next verses. It says, do not mix with wine bibbers or with gluttons, eaters of meat. For the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Don't hang around with other dope fiends, other drunks. Don't hang around with people that are slugs, that are lazy and shiftless. Hang around with men and women that are solidly following the Lord, and you won't have these problems. But if you do not change those habits, you will always have those problems. So everybody called me mean. Everybody called me this. And everybody called me that. Being a man of God does not mean that you bow to peer pressure nor negotiate terms. I had to tell that lady, I said, I will never take you into this place again and try to teach you the truth unless next time you get out of prison, you show up on my doorstep the same day and tell me you are ready to change. She had tried to get into another home and she was lying and all the rest of that stuff that goes along with that whole lifestyle. Gaming me. Telling me lies. I'm here to tell you I do not guide my life by emotions. I guide my life by every word of God. And if I would have taken her in then, it was, would be once again just a while before she fell away. Because she had not yet made the choice to listen. And until you learn to listen and be wise, which is practice the Word of God, you are going to have problems all your life. And that is why I turned her out the door, knowing that today she is gaffled up and on the way to the California Department of Corrections. Once again. Now you may think I'm mean, but my job is to be a teacher. I am not a coddler. I am not a person that goes up and tells you it's okay when you are doing it for the 20th time. I am the one that tells you, hear my son and be wise. And if you don't want to hear and be wise, why are you with me? If you don't want to hear and be wise, why do you tell people that you love God? Why do you lie so much when you really just love yourself? And God is a convenience for when you feel bad about being caught doing things. You see, people, being wise means you listen and you learn. And if you don't want to hear and be wise, you will always be a fool. And I'm not supposed to mix with fools. You read your Bible, I'll read mine, and you'll find that I'm telling you the truth. I am here to teach those people that will be taught. I'm not here to negotiate points. I'm not here to ask you how you think I should do it. I've already been told how I should be doing it. It's right there. It is written. You understand? If you want out of your nation, you can have it. But you listen and you learn. But if you do not want out of your situation, then you listen and do what you want to do. You see, people, I have no choices. My path was not chosen by me. It was ordained by God. Amen. And the only choice I had was either I would walk in it or I would not. This is not my ministry. This is not my way of doing things. Because if I had my way, I wouldn't be here and I would care less if you were here or not. Did you get that? Because I would rather go do what I want to do. But I have made a choice in my life that I will hear and be wise. And what that means is I will listen to what God tells me and I will do what He says to do. Now, you know what? You can be an intellectual and screw up. Amen? You can be emotional and screw up. You can be a bleeding heart and screw up. But you can never fail if you listen and apply the Word of God in your life. Hallelujah. This morning, you think about it. Remember this, that you must be renewed in your mind. That you must desire the sincere milk of the Word of God in order to grow. And there is no other way. None, zero. But you see, the desire must also go alongside of the desire that you are going to apply what you learn. Today is the question you must ask yourself. Are you going to listen and be wise? Or are you not going to listen and be a fool? See that street terminology I started with? It's real. How many people know it is? Hey, fool. Fool, fool, fool. I cringe when I hear it. Because they do not even understand the truth of what they're saying. It is the street terminology. But you know what? In God is the truth. You think about it. Are you a fool? Or are you going to hear and be wise? Because the choice is yours. Father, I love you, God, and I praise your holy name. And God, I ask you today that you pour yourself out on people, Lord. That God, they run and hide in you, Lord. That it be you that they seek for their everything. And Lord, I just ask, especially this day, that you touch us and you make us full. In Jesus' name, I pray. And everyone said,